Kieran Maher's got time for a quick chat. Morning to you, Kieran.
Morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. Dubious had its main gallop on Saturday at the Gold Coast between races. How was everything there?
Great. Yeah, he had a nice strong hit out. I think he's come on from his run in the Champagne the other day. It was a bit of a mean run leading up to that. So he really bounced out of it. He pulled up well on the day, and he should come on for his run this weekend.
It's a big ask, I guess, a two-year-old up against the older horses. Just tell our listeners how you come up with this decision.
Well, he's quite a seasoned racehorse already. He's quite well-rounded. He travels anywhere. You know, he puts himself pretty prominent in races and has a good turn of foot and seems very genuine. And we're a bit later in the season, so... With the weight pull at this time of the year, and given he's already won a Group 2 in Queensland and the size on the same day as a Group 2, which wouldn't really add much to his CV, compared with if he was able to run a place or even win the Group 1, it could be
kick to him.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. It could be a huge addition to his CV.
It will be. You mentioned, and we actually spoke about this on Punter's Postmortem yesterday, Kieran. When you say dubious, you think, geez, he's travelled and run a bit. He's only had the six runs, but he's started off in Doomben in May. He started off at Randwick in September of last year. He's been to Randwick. He's trialled at Warwick Farm. He won at Eagle Farm just before Christmas. He ran second in the Magic Millions at the Gold Coast. He trialled at Canterbury and Warwick Farm. Then he came back. He's run third at Randwick. He ran in the slipper. Then you freshened up and he won the Champagne. So you're right in saying that he is a well-travelled and seasoned colt.
Yeah, he is. There's nothing like travelling a young colt, providing they have the right temperament and constitution to go with it. And this horse certainly does. And we were counting up his racetrack, I think, that he'd been on or seen, even leading up to the Magic Millions. I think it was about 10 then. So, he's certainly well-travelled and doesn't really matter which way I'm going or what track. He's been on big tracks. Tighter tracks, it doesn't really seem to matter. So, the weight pull is the attraction and probably the trip, the 1300, looks to be right up his alley.
48 kilos, and Nikita Berryman to take the ride.
Yeah, that's right. Nikita's been riding well for the stable. She won on Bams on Fire and won a stakes race on Nantali. She won my first Group 1 back in 2007, so hopefully she can do it again.
Yeah, let's hope so. Hey, mate, you've come such a long way in all your training ranks. It was a beautiful vision there on Saturday of all the owners of Kinedna, and I could see the joy in your face. But all the owners, you must pinch yourself, you know, that you've made it to where you are with a big future ahead.
Oh yeah, I don't tend to think like that. You're always sort of looking forward or looking how you can improve or do something better. But it has been it's been a lot of fun and those group of owners especially have had horses with me for a long time. They've had great success with Darren Weir and this horse, you know, they said as soon as the issues happened there, you know, it'll come straight across. And they already sort of had a plan in place, and we just followed it, and it picked up the Coolmore on the way. So, it's been a great ride and a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has. And has Kinedna gone out?
No. She just bounced through the run. She even seemed brighter today. She was dragging me around up here, and I just had a look at the. PJ O'Shea, she might have a look at that. Almost the same course and distance. Group 2 weight for age. She might run in that.